Citizens Greetings. This is Tina Zaremba with Stories from the VO Booth. Today marks an exciting day. We're reaching our 50th episode. That's right, the big 5-0. Along the way, I've had the pleasure to hear from a variety of guests who have shared their contribution to the voiceover community through their own personal stories. Stories of inspiration, overcoming obstacles, learning to find and embrace our authentic voices, navigating the business terrain of the VO world, and much, much more. Today, in the spirit of the season, I'd like to share my own story, one seen through the eyes of my son, Jack, who reminds me that, you know what? I, too, believe in magic. I'm standing on the street corner, watching my 8-year-old tow-headed, inquisitive son, my Jack, get on the school bus for the very first time. He's growing up. His backpack is as big as his back, maybe even bigger. His back to me, he steps onto the bus and turns toward me and waves. I'm nervous and excited. He's nervous and excited. I thought of everything that could possibly go wrong and everything he would need. What if the bus gets into a little fender bender? I spoke to Jack about it. It's a long ride from Harlem, where we live, to Lincoln Center, where his school is. Made sure he went pee. Snacks. You gotta have snacks when it's a long ride, and you need something to do. You know, keep your mind preoccupied. I packed a little gadget. I thought of every single thing, but one thing. Big kids. Who would have thought? So the following weekend, we're in Connecticut riding our bikes on these rail trails. My husband's a cyclist, like a big-time cyclist, so he's way ahead. I'm more of a leisurely cyclist. Jack's riding next to me, the sky is clear, and there are these wide, open fields next to us. I think for soybeans, but I'm not sure. The only sounds are bike tires moving, the sound of birds, and the faint distant sound of traffic from the nearby roads. It's September in Connecticut, and it's perfect. And in that perfect moment, Jack turns to me and says, "Is Santa real? The big kids on the bus said no." Now, I knew this day would come. I just did not think it would be at this perfect juncture. The clear skies felt like they were becoming gray and heavy. I don't think any parent whose child has believed in Santa would like the moment when they have to reveal the truth. But for Jack, Santa is his number one, his BFF. Jack has a Santa costume that he loves. Every Christmas, he goes to an assisted living home in the town where I grew up and hands out candy canes. How cute is that? He loves it. He loves baking cookies for Santa and tries to stay up to see him. When he was 6, he wanted to grow up to be Santa, which got me thinking, OMG, he's going to be like the Will Ferrell character in the movie Elf, for real. But that phase thankfully passed. So I turned to Jack. Our bike stopped in the middle of this bike trail. I ask him, "What do you think?" "The big kids say no." I respond with, "Well, Santa did exist. Saint Nick, like Jesus, existed, but it was a long, long time ago." I try to find information on him on my phone. I Google St. Nicholas, but there's no Wi-Fi reception. Jack says, "What about the Easter Bunny?" I look at him and don't say anything. "The Tooth Fairy? The Elf on the Shelf?" I can feel Jack's agitation cover him like a weighted blanket. He puts his feet back on the pedals of the bike, turns to me and says, "You lie! My whole life has been a big lie!" and quickly takes off. Shit. He's right. His whole life has been a lie, and I created those little white lies. I didn't mean to. I did it because it was good for him. "No, we don't have any cookies," even though I know darn well there are a box of Thin Mints in the freezer. "My iPhone isn't compatible for the game Fortnite. Doesn't work on my iPhone." I don't want him playing a video game where he's killing people. No, pets are not allowed on our floor, even though every other floor has pets. I don't want to take care of a dog right now. I cycle on, feeling like I've completely messed up this kid. Nothing's mentioned the whole next week. You could feel this issue just kind of hovering over us. I know there are times in parenthood when your kids move away emotionally, but now, after this week of just going through the motions in our family, we go back up to Connecticut the next weekend and ride the same rail trails. Jack decides he and I are on a cycling team. We're to race my husband, who gives us a major head start. It's the foothills of the Berkshires, and it's another beautiful Saturday. Jack and I pedal, pedal, pedal. He names our team, tells me what position I'm in our mini Peloton, and once he sees we're so far ahead of my husband, Jack takes to a slower stride. He turns to me and says, "You know, I think I saw the spirit of Saint Nick." Then he starts describing his encounter. "This was a long time ago when I was a kid, you know, like 2 years old. He was a tall man with a white beard. He just stood there and there was color all around him. He asks me, 'Do you think I saw the spirit of Saint Nick?' I respond with, 'What do you think?' And he says, 'Yeah, I think so.' So I said to Jack, 'Well then, I think so too.' And he sped ahead because he saw my husband coming up. And instead of going back to beating myself up for lying to him, I realized maybe my job as a mom is to instill magic. And maybe Santa does live. Maybe the generosity and love of Santa lives in Jack, and within me, and within you." As that thought popped into my head, I turned to see my husband taking a photo of Clydesdale horses pulling two men on a sleigh in the field next to us. I have an 8-year-old tow-headed, inquisitive son named Jack. He's riding the school bus for the first time. He no longer believes in Santa, but he does believe in magic. Happy holidays.